time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Coming up, Lee Westwood targets victory in a major. Now he's the world number one. Manchester City's Kolo Touré denies reports of player unrest.
In any team there is problems, you know, but the most important just try to resolve in the dressing room, in the training camp.
And the Gasol brothers square up in basketball's NBA. First, though, Lee Westwood has vowed to try and stay at the top after becoming Europe's first number one golfer since Nick Faldo 16 years ago. Westwood has overtaken Tiger Woods at the top of the world rankings and hopes this will give him the confidence he needs to clinch what is proving to be an elusive first major.
Yeah, and it's and every other world number one's got one as well. So, you know, under a little bit more pressure to try and win a major. Although I've come close recently, the last five I've played, I've finished in the top three, four times. So I'm edging my way in there. I'm finished second in a couple of them this year. So I'm doing the right things, and it's just a case of getting it all clicking together on the right week and finishing off.
It's a remarkable story because, was it back in around 2000, 266 in the world? After a fantastic career, you were going great guys, and then suddenly you reached that point. Were you ever tempted to say, I tell you what, this is not worth it?
Yeah, quite a few times. I think in 2000, 2001, I was up to four, and then 2 years later, I went down to 266, like you said, and it wasn't much fun. I can sympathise with amateurs at home, you know, not knowing where the ball's going, because I went right through that, and, you know, you just have to hit rock bottom and build your way up and work your way up gradually from there.
So Tiger Woods' reign at the top has finally come to an end, and the former world number one admits he no longer deserves to be regarded as the game's best player.
Well, as far as the number one ranking is concerned, I'm not ranked number one. In order to do that, you know, you have to win golf tournaments, and I didn't win a golf tournament this year. So that's how I got there in the first place, and that's how I maintained that position for a long time, is by winning golf tournaments, and I didn't do that this year. So hopefully I can win some events. These next, obviously I'm playing three more events, and I'll get it turned around. As far as emotions, it is what it is. You know, you have to win, as I said, you have to win in order to become number one in the world, and you have to win a lot to maintain it. And that's just the way it goes.
The former European Ryder Cup captain Ian Woosnam topped the rankings in the early 90s and has followed Westwood's career closely.
Lee's gone from like 240th to number one in the world, and it just shows how he's changed his mind about the game of golf, how he's dedicated himself to the game. You know, he's very fit now, and also what he does, Lee mixes it well. He enjoys himself as well, and I think it's a benefit to Lee Westwood. He doesn't have to go to America to be number one in the world, a bit like I did. And you know, fair credit, you know, he's got a family life and he loves where he lives in Nottingham, and I'm really pleased for him.
On to football, the Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp has threatened to stop giving post-match interviews if he's punished for his criticism of referee Mark Clattenburg. Clattenburg awarded Manchester United a controversial second goal against Spurs in the Premier League at the weekend. The Football Association said they'll announce if Redknapp is to be charged on Tuesday. Redknapp described the decision on Saturday as farcical and says he stands by his comments.
Listen, good luck to them if they want to, you know, if they want to make an issue of what I said, then I'll make some issues as well, don't worry. You know, don't expect me to come out on the TV after a game anymore, ever, and speak to the press after a game, because I won't do it. What chance have we got? If you want me just to come and talk rubbish and say, no, it was a good decision, I'm quite happy with it, then don't bother to get me to come out after a game.
While Redknapp's Tottenham face Inter Milan on Tuesday in the European Champions League, ahead of that game, the Inter boss Rafael Benitez has again criticised the current regime at his former club Liverpool. Benitez was responding to accusations from his successor Roy Hodgson that he had banned club ambassador Kenny Dalglish from Liverpool's training ground during his time in charge. The Spaniard, rather cryptically, says Hodgson cannot see a priest on a mountain of sugar.
I think that Mr. Hodgson, he doesn't understand. Every single press conference is even worse than the last one. So he's talking about things that he doesn't know. And some people cannot see a priest in a mountain of sugar. And he doesn't understand. Maybe he has been in Liverpool not too long. We gave the fans the pride again. We fight for the fans. We fight for the club. And we fight for our players. So maybe he cannot understand this.
The Manchester City manager Roberto Mancini has dismissed as rubbish reports that his players would like him to be replaced. In the space of 7 days, City were soundly beaten by Arsenal and then again by Wolves on Saturday, during which Vincent Kompany and Emmanuel Adebayor had a heated on-field argument. So, is there unrest in the dressing room? A question for defender Kolo Touré.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, we are a team, and in any team there is problems, you know, but the most important just try to resolve in the dressing room, in the training camp. And I think after this game we had our word, the manager had his word, and the players had their word as well, and we know what we can do for the future.
There's a lot of strong personalities in there though, isn't there? Are they the right types of personalities?
Yeah, definitely. There is a lot of personality in this team, you know. When there is something, everybody just talk and say his word, and that's really important to be a big club.
While Manchester City stay fourth in the Premier League after West Bromwich Albion failed to win at Blackpool on Monday, a victory for West Brom would have taken them up above City in the table, but they stay sixth after suffering a 2-1 defeat in a game where they had two men sent off. The BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball has sent this report.
It was a game that always promised entertainment, but not quite as we expected. West Brom reduced to 9 men within the first half hour, but still giving Blackpool a real scare in the closing stages. The first red card went to Pablo Ibanez for blocking DJ Campbell. Charlie Adam dribbled in a penalty, which Scott Carson should have saved, having gone the right way. Then Gonzalo Yara stupidly jumped in with a two-footed challenge on Luke Varney, and he followed Ibanez in for the early bath. Blackpool, though, got nervy, knowing how important the win would be. Luke Varney seemingly calm them with a second goal, but West Brom just kept coming. Mulumbu curled in a beauty with 5 minutes to go, and then Sharna and Reid missed good chances to snatch an improbable point. In the almost comical ending, Blackpool also missed some fantastic opportunities to kill it off, but they got there in the end, their first home win of the season.
Yes, delighted manager Ian Holloway for Blackpool, that first home win of the season, which for the Blackpool boss was a huge relief.
Their composure, their belief in what they're doing and how they're doing it once they settled themselves down was quite remarkable, and you know, well done to them. But you know, I was relieved at the end. It's a huge win for us, and the adage of a monkey on our back being the only team in the Barclays Premier League not to have won a home game is now gone, and I think that will lift we'll all breathe a huge sigh of relief.
Well, West Brom's hopes were left in tatters after having two players sent off inside the opening half an hour. Manager Roberto Di Matteo had mixed views on the two dismissals. The first one, Pablo Ibanez, was a little harsh, according to the West Brom boss.
Well, I didn't think it was sending off, to be honest. You know, my player was still goal side, and so I don't know why the referee decided for sending off. But the second one, he got right. It was a bad tackle from our player. I mean, the effort was outstanding. It's a shame that we couldn't see a good football game tonight because of the events, but you know, we showed what kind of what we're made of, and hopefully we can rebuild after this game.
On to basketball. The Los Angeles Lakers will be looking to maintain their unbeaten start to the NBA season. They take on the Memphis Grizzlies later. The match will be a family affair for the Spanish internationals, the Gasol brothers, with Pau in the Lakers team and younger brother Mark playing for the Grizzlies. Pau says he'll be trying especially hard.
It's a special game, always, you know, to go against my former team and then also playing against my brother. Are two things that I look forward to. But I always, you know, first things first, and I want to beat them. You know, I hate losing, and obviously with against them, it hurts a lot more too. So, but I still want my brother to do well and play well and contribute. But you know, not enough for us, for us to lose the game.
Some cricket news. The England spinner Graham Swan suffered an injury to his right thumb while batting during the team's first full training session in Australia ahead of the Ashes series. An England spokesman says the injury isn't serious and the player remains available to play in their first warm-up match of the tour against Western Australia starting on Friday. Before we go, our top story once again. Lee Westwood says his next challenge is to win a major as he begins his reign as the world's new number one golfer. And with those stories, that's the very latest world sport from